We would like to take a moment to thank our sponsor, Preborn. When a mother meets her baby on ultrasound and hears their heartbeat, it's a divine connection. And the majority of the time, she'll choose life. But they can't do it without our help. Preborn needs us, the pro-life community, to come alongside them. One ultrasound is just $28. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby, or visit preborn.com.
The Bible. It's the Word of God, sharper than any two-edged sword. This sacred book is living and active and contains all that's needed for life and godliness. Stay with American Family Radio for the next hour as we study God's Word and take your Bible questions. Welcome to Exploring the Word.
2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. When I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. This is Exploring the Word with Bert Harper and Alex McFarland, and it's joy to be with you today. And on Tuesdays, building up to this one particular day, we've called a day of prayer, and we're going to pray some more today. We're going to mix Bible study and prayer time together. But Alex, it's a very important day, and I heard something I hadn't thought about. In all of our history, this is only the 60th day that we voted on a president. 60.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Every 4 years. So
sure.
I did not know that. Somebody heard that this morning from someone, and only 60 days like this in American history.
Wow. That's really something. And Bert, it's great to be with you and everybody here on today's edition of Exploring the Word on this most monumental day. And let me say, you know, for 248 years, that's how long our country has existed, a quarter of a millennia. Not a perfect nation. You know, our home is heaven, and this earth is not heaven, obviously. But, Bert, I want to tell you something. Second only to the Bible, the U.S. Constitution has brought freedom, prosperity, the betterment of the human condition to more people than any other governmental document in world history. Bert, you know I love this nation. I feel so privileged to be a born-again Christian, but I also feel privileged to be a United States citizen. And as a Christian citizen, I do pray for our nation. I do thank God for our bounty. And I just think it's appropriate on this day, even as we speak, millions of Americans are casting votes, and regardless of where anyone is on the political aisle, I think we would all agree we need the blessing, the favor of God, and it's right to pray for that and for the Lord to superintend over the voting process.
Amen. Alex, were you in Vacation Bible School as a kid?
Always.
I was too. What did we do to opening? We said the pledge to the U.S. flag, the Christian flag, and then the Bible.
We said three pledges every night during VBS.
And I still think that would be great for us, you know, to teach that and know that we can be Christian citizens of the United States. And so we want to make a day of prayer, and we have a guest with us. We have two guests that work here at AFA that I just felt impressed to invite them to come and pray. And we're going to talk a little bit, but we're also will open up the phone at some point in time, asking people to come in and pray or ask for prayer requests. But we got a special guest. Is it all right if I introduce him now?
Please. And before we go too far into the show, I want to meet the guest. But I'd love it. And Bert, I would be pretty sure that many, many of our listeners know this from memory. But I want to recite the pledge to the Christian flag, to the Bible, and to the U.S. flag before the show is out. Can we do that?
Hey, well, let's do that. Let's do it just like Vacation Bible School. You did that to begin it, Alex, and then you would break off into the grades and go to those grades. But let's do that. Can you remember that good?
Okay, I'm going to start. Okay.
Are you going to say attention, salute, pledge?
Attention. Now, folks, I want you just to imagine there's the Christian flag, and then we put our hand over our heart, and we would recite this. And, folks, wherever you are, if you know it, recite this. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe.
Amen.
Do you remember that, Bert?
I do.
Did y'all do that?
It has a few reflections, and they upgraded it from place to place, but it was always those areas about the gospel. And
yes.
Alex, hallelujah. That was great, man.
Amen. And do you remember the pledge to the Bible? I hope I can remember.
Okay. Hey, you've done it. Well, I did it as pastor, but I haven't pastored in about full time with Vacation Bible School for about 13 years. So you go ahead and we'll listen and follow.
And I remember one time I was a little bitty boy at Buffalo Presbyterian Church, and I was asked to hold the Bible, and you would hold it out there, and we would say, attention, salute, pledge. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word, and I will make it a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path, and I will hide its words in my heart that I might not sin against God.
Amen.
The pledge to the Bible.
Amen. We hope that brings back great memories for thousands of you who have heard that, because Vacation Bible School has been one of the most effective tools to reach children. And I hope if your church is not doing it, they'll do it this next summer. And so be sure and say the pledge to the flags and then to the Bible. How about, since we're doing it, let's do the United States flag, Alex. Can you do that too?
Let's do it. Salute and pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Amen. And then we would sing songs. Did y'all sing a song after each one of those, Alex? Did you?
We always did.
We're going to exclude that, because I sure am not going to be able to sing, but... Amen, yeah. Alex. And then a lot of times what somebody would do is pray. You know, that's how we would do it now. And so that is a perfect introduction to have our guest pray for us today. And it is Britt Baskett. And Britt, how long have you worked here at AFA now?
At least 5-6 months.
5 or 6 months. And we're enjoying him. He works in the IT department. And that IT department keeps computers going and updates all the time, just working hard and just a joy. And tell us a little bit about your family, brother.
So family is from West Point.
Mississippi.
West Point, Mississippi.
Yeah, on national radio, not West Point, New York. But
nah,
West
that's
Point,
a difference.
Yeah, West Point, Mississippi.
But Tupelo is home for us. We're Mississippi State Bulldogs, so we are not having a great year this year, but we
basketball
know
season
basketball
has arrived.
Baseball is going to be good.
That's right.
So
we're
excited.
And your wife and
yep, I have my wife and my son. We're very thankful to be here, and AFA's taking great care of us.
Amen.
Too.
Well, I've asked you to come along and pray, and I appreciate you, brother. I've enjoyed these months that I've gotten to talk with you and share with you. So I appreciate you coming. First time on the radio, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, let's pray.
Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you on this election day with humble hearts, asking for your guidance, wisdom, and peace over our nation. Lord, you know each leader, each vote, each heart that seeks to shape our country's future. We pray for discernment for all who are voting today. May they make decisions grounded in justice, compassion, and truth. Your word reminds us, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and will heal their land. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, 14. Father, we come to you seeking your mercy, your guidance, and your healing over our land. We ask that you strengthen those you call to serve in leadership, that they may lead with humility and integrity. Let their actions bring healing where there is division, and unity where there is discord. May your peace reign over our cities, our communities, our families, no matter the outcome of this day. Guide us to see each other through your eyes with love, respect, and patience. And may we all seek to serve our neighbors and honor you in our words, actions, and hearts. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
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 Amen. Alex, I know when you're back in, if you hadn't met Brett before, you'll want to meet him now, right?
Amen. I mean, brother, that was that prayer was just ideal. Good words, my friend.
Thank you for being with us, man.
We're
going to let you go, but and so if the IT department needs, you know, computer repaired, you're ready now.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Hey, Alex, is it all right to open some of the phone lines up for those that would pray today?
Amen. The number, by the way, folks, toll-free number nationwide, it's 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. And I just think it would be wonderful if we unite our hearts and our voices in prayer.
It would be. And so if you'll do that, we would love it. Let me share something that took place last night where I was. I'm interim pastor at Unity Baptist Church. It's a church here in Northeast Mississippi that Jen and I are preaching and trying to help them until their new pastor comes on board. But they had prayer meeting last night at 6 p.m. We had a glorious time praying, asking God to just do a great work. And then we just couldn't help but break out into song. And God bless America. And man, it was a joyful time. And one of the men who had come in a little late said, after it was over, he said, I came in a little late because I was talking to my daughter. His daughter, Alex, lives in Mount Juliet, Tennessee, and they were having prayer meeting at their church. And she said when she drove up on the parking lot and was going to enter the church, that the church was so full there wasn't room for others who was coming in. That wow. means people all over the United States was praying and seeking the Lord. And that just thrills me, Alex, to hear God's people praying. And that's what Second Chronicles is all about. It is talking about humbling ourselves and praying, seeking his face, turning from our wicked ways. Alex, if the church does that, I think God will hear us and answer our prayers, don't you? At least that's what the word says, and I believe it.
Yeah, exactly. And the Bible tells us to pray for kings, for those that are in authority, that we may live a peaceable life in all godliness. And, you know, Bert, we've talked about that many times, the 1 Timothy 2, 1 and 2. You know, it really means that we are to pray for and seek and do what we can do to, you know, perpetuate a culture most conducive for the spread of the gospel. Bert, let me give another scripture. And again, that number, if you want to join in prayer on this election day, but Proverbs 29, verse 2 says this, quote, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when a wicked man rules, the people groan. And listen, I want to make a commitment that no matter who wins and who our leaders end up being, I'm going to be praying for them.
Yes.
I mean, it is in our best interest, no matter who's in the office, that they know the Lord, that they hear from God, that they submit to God. You know, Psalm 33:12 says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. I want that nation to be America, whose God is the Lord.
Amen, Alex. And we're going to continue praying. We've got Mike and Tony, but we also have another special guest who works here at AFA that I wrote his name down, and he said yes, so you'll meet him right after we come back from the break. You're listening to Exploring the Word on this election day, which is a day of prayer.
If ending babies' lives in their mothers' wombs isn't heartbreaking enough, the Biden-Harris administration punishes those who protect life, including up to 10 years in jail. In a shocking stance, the vice president nominee, Walz, supports infanticide, meaning the death of newborns. When will this madness end? Preborn's network of clinics is positioned in the highest abortion areas in the country, on standby to protect and love mothers facing unplanned pregnancies. By introducing a woman to her baby through ultrasound and showering her with God's love, her baby's chances at life doubles. But they can't do it without our help. If you're pro-life, please consider a donation of any size to support the mission of Preborn. All gifts are tax deductible and will help to defend the defenseless. One ultrasound is just $28, or five ultrasounds are $140. $5,000 will sponsor ultrasounds for Preborn's entire network for a day. To donate securely, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby. Or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR.
Don't stop praying. Don't stop calling on Jesus' name. Keep on pounding on heaven's door. Let your knees well out the floor. Don't stop believing. Cause mountains move with just a little faith. And your Father's heard every single word you're saying. So don't stop praying.
Welcome back to Exploring the Word. Oh, that's a great song. Don't stop praying. Don't stop believing. God is in control. Alex McFarland here along with Bert Harper. We're going to go to some calls. Bert, can we pick up the phone here? You okay with that?
Let's do it. We got people waiting. Let's hear from them, Alex. Go ahead.
Mike in Oklahoma. Mike, thanks for calling in. Welcome to Exploring the Word.
Thank you. I just wanted to make a challenge to other pastors. I pastor at Trinity Baptist Church in Hugo, and every Sunday morning before service, we surround the flag, the Christian flag in the Bible. We have children hold it up. We pray for our country. We pray for people that need to be prayed for. We pray for the people that protects our country, the leaders of our country. And we say all three pledges. Amen. We always put it off on the school to teach it, the American flag. But the church ought to be teaching. And it ought to be in an adult's hearts the same as it is children's hearts. And so we have made it a point for the last 3 years, every Sunday morning service that we have, we do that. And I just want to challenge other pastors to put that before them, because there's a difference between having lip service and heart service.
Amen.
You know, John tells us that we must decrease so Christ can increase. And maybe that's what our churches need to do.
Amen. Mike, good thank job, you. Buddy. It is. And Alex, that was completely on our part. Yeah, spontaneous. We call it planned spontaneity. We get on and say, okay, Lord, lead us. And thank you, Mike. That's a blessing to hear and a good challenge.
I think it'd be wonderful if churches would do those three pledges like Mike in Oklahoma does. How about Tony in Louisiana? Tony, thanks for calling into Exploring the Word. What you got, brother?
Hey, man, you guys are so awesome. Y'all bless me so much. AFR has blessed me over the 25 years that I've listened to them. I lost my wife to cancer 3 years ago, and I saw God's hand on our life. And it was so amazing how sometimes we forget about God. But when you go through circumstances like that, he comes to you, and he just rescues you, and his presence is with you all the time. But could I pray for our nation?
Okay? Yes.
Go ahead, Tony. Thank you.
Yeah, Father God, I just thank you, Lord, that you love each individual soul that is listening to this radio right now, and that, God, that you love the United States of America. You have blessed us, and we have turned from you, Lord. And I pray as a nation, I pray as a people, I pray for myself, I pray for the person that is elected president of our great nation, that you, Lord, would shake them and just steer them in the right direction, that we would follow you, Lord, and they would be the people would come beside them. But for us, Lord, as your people, that we would lift up whoever is elected in prayer, and they would do things that they wouldn't even think that they would do in your name, Lord. Mm. And you would turn this nation around, Lord, and they would this nation would be in revival because of this new leader that comes in, Lord. because you are the ultimate one that allows leadership, kings and presidents, whoever comes into leadership. We pray this in the strong name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen, Tony. I was reading about Nebuchadnezzar, and he was going in the wrong way, and he couldn't find anybody to know his dream and interpret it. And there was Daniel, and he said, I believe God is the God of gods. Now, listen, he was recognizing God, but then he had another dream, and Daniel told him about it, said, you're that tree, and it's going to be cut down, and you're going to be like a wild animal eating grass and everything. And Alex, after that happened, probably about 7 months, he said, God is God.
Amen.
And Amen. Sometimes it takes a little bit persuading to let leaders and others know that God is really the one on the throne. Well, Alex, Amen. We have our special guest here today. It's Chuck Bunn, and I know you've met Chuck because he is one of the guys in our security department. And when I first started at AFR, we didn't have to have that, but things change, and now we have it. And Chuck is a deacon in his church. He was on the pastor search team that brought their pastor in. Is that about 2 years ago now, Chuck?
It is coming up on 2 years.
About 2 years ago. Man, we would pray about it together, and we felt like God did a great work. But Chuck's a great prayer partner with me that from time to time, we'll just know that God wants us to be together and pray. And Chuck, I appreciate you coming in and praying with us today, brother.
Well, I appreciate you having me. It's a little different being on this side of the glass.
Yeah, you usually on the outside looking in, aren't you?
That's correct.
And yes, it is. But Alex, it's great to have Chuck. We're talking about people working at AFA. You've met a lot of them, and people who have met them, our producers, they speak. But we've got some godly men and women here at AFA and AFR that are behind the scenes. And Amen. they serve the Lord, and Chuck's one of those. So is it all right to ask him to pray for us, Alex?
Amen. It's a great honor to have you, Chuck. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex.
Go right ahead, brother.
Yes, sir. Let us pray. Lord, one of the greatest privileges and responsibilities of an American citizen is the right to vote. And we come to you today, a very important day for the United States of America. Our nation was birthed by men who sought and relied upon you. And I pray we always put our faith and trust in you. I pray that each one of us will humble ourselves, turn from our wicked ways, and seek you, and that you will forgive us of our sins. Mm. And Lord, I ask that you bless us with godly leaders who will govern righteously. I pray that each leader will seek you with eyes to see, ears to hear, and hearts to receive. And may the Holy Spirit convince each one of them to do what is right and pleasing to you. So, Lord, I pray that you will continue to bless the United States of America. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Chuck.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Alex, isn't it great to have people like this that we work with?
It really is. And you're so right. And as you know, it's been my great honor to be kind of in and around AFA since 2009. It was the summer of 2009 that I first had the privilege of sitting down at an AFR microphone. Here's the thing. The people that comprise the staff, they are the dearest Christian people. They're excellent at their respective jobs. And, hey, you know, we had the IT gentleman on a minute ago, and man, there's more wires in that part of the building than at missile control at NASA, I think. But godly people, gifted people, and committed to the gospel and to this nation, as we all are. And it's very humbling to work alongside such fine folks, isn't it?
It is. And another humbling thing is to have listeners that love God and love His Word and love our country, and them calling in and saying, we want to pray. We want you to pray for us. And Alex, what a joy. So who's next that we could call on to pray?
Let's go to Louisiana. Don, in Louisiana. Don, are you there?
No, this is John.
John. Okay, well, thanks for holding and welcome. What you got, brother?
Well, look, first, God bless y'all guys for everything y'all done for AFR and everything behind the scene. There's not many people that can do what y'all do, but you know, the body of Christ is amazing, ain't it? And God Amen. Does the impossible.
Amen.
He just, if we only sit and realize that all the miracles that he done and that he's going to do, then we should be able to be non-stoppable as a church, you know, so.
Preach it, Don. John, preach it, John. Amen.
Look, David was a man after God's own heart, and he was a sinner, and he defeated one of the biggest giants of all time, and sin, Saul fought after him so many times, and David was still undefeatable. I tell you, there are so many times that there's been miracles in my life, just like the other day, but I love praying to God because I know not only is he coming back, but he holds the future in his hands, and he's undeniable.
Amen. Amen. John, do you want to pray?
I do want to pray for y'all. I love y'all.
Go ahead, man. We thank you for calling. So pray, and let's go to the throne room of God, brother. Lead us.
Amen. Father, you are undoubtable, the Jehovah and our God, Emmanuel, who ultimately brought Jesus to the cross and saved us from our sins. You shed the blood that needed to be shed. We don't deserve anything. But, Father, you know who holds the outcome in this election. And, Father, you have told us in your word that we are required to pray for our leaders daily, and we're required to nonstop praying every day. Father, if we would just seek after your own heart and do what the disciples did and just continuously follow Jesus and his commands and just learn to listen. And I know it's so hard daily to be a sinner, but it's so easy to just listen to what you say. And we have the instructions in front of us. Father, we are undoubtedly blessed as a nation and things we don't deserve. Father, guide us in the right direction. And if anything, Father, let us listen to your words and listen to the instructions that you have, Father, set before us.
Yes.
And let us understand that the only way that we're going to get right leaders in this nation is that we pray for them and that we pray for the right direction for them to go. Mm. For it's in Jesus' holy Christ's name we pray this. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, John. Amen. Amen.
Well said.
Yes.
Well said. We're going to go to Jerry. Jerry, I believe in Louisiana. Thanks for calling in. And you've got a prayer for America, too, don't you, Jerry?
I sure do. And it's based on our nice national motto. And we need to be aware of that. Our national motto that was adopted in 1956, God Bless America. We need to pray about that and honor that. Mm-hmm. You know, it first came out on a coin in the 1800s, a two-cent coin, and 2 cents for your thoughts, and 2 cents for your prayers, and let's all pray for America.
Go
and
ahead,
honor
brother.
Our motto.
Go ahead.
And honor our motto, yeah. Yeah. God, please bless America, and we appreciate you giving us that chance, God, to bless us, and we would appreciate you blessing us and carrying us through all the trials and tribulations we are going through now, and bring us to a Christian country where we can love and honor everybody and keep our country safe. And keep our sump country is what we need. We want to keep it, God. And if it's your will, please let us.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jerry. Listen, we do trust God. We trust God. Alex, that is the bottom line. And I know I'm repeating myself, but the old hymn, trust and obey. Mm-hmm. You can sing all the hymns, but those two words, I don't know if you can really improve on them as far as living the Christian life, trust and obey.
You know, a mention was made of the national motto, and of course, many people know in 1956 President Eisenhower put this on the money, and this is officially our national motto: "In God We Trust." Now, Bert, I have to say this: a lot of times I'll be at colleges speaking, and people will say, "Oh, well, our national motto is E Pluribus Unum, out of the many, one." Now, that it is true that traditionally, because that's on the seal of America. But I want to remind people of, in the Revolutionary era and as America was getting birthed, one of our national mottos that was set forth, and it's on some of our buildings and designs. I'm probably not going to pronounce it right. Annuit coeptis is Latin, and it means he, God, approves this undertaking. Isn't that something that early in they wanted the motto to be, God approves this undertaking? What undertaking? The building of our nation. Well, we need God's blessing. Thank you for that call.
Let me say this real quickly, and then we'll go to David.
Yeah.
But I was listening to a man that he's Dr. Ed Young. He has one of the programs here on AFR programming, and he was preaching, and he said he was talking to Dr. Billy Graham many years ago, and he was a friend to the president from President Truman the rest of the way. He said, now I want to ask you a question. Far as you know, and the presidents you know, who was the one that was more like Jesus Christ? And this is what Dr. Young said, Dr. Billy Graham said, Dwight Eisenhower. And that's the man that, you know, did all this in 56. So that was interesting to hear. So
isn't that amazing?
You know, we've got a rich heritage. I think we've got time for one more caller, Alex.
In this segment, David in Texas, welcome to Exploring the Word.
Good afternoon, man. I would like to pray with you for our country.
Go ahead,
amen.
Man.
Lead us.
Our glorious God and Father, we praise you. We thank you for your divine nature, for your eternal power. Thank you for revealing yourself to us, for giving us life, and for saving us through the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we come to you humbly, and we confess the sins of not only ourselves, but our nation. We ask for your mercy and your grace, that you would push back the darkness, continue to use us as a light to the nations, that the gospel would go forward. We pray for each leader in our country, local and national, that you would use them to accomplish your purposes. And Father, we pray you would heal our nation, turn our hearts to you, and bring a great spiritual revival and a spiritual awakening to our country. And we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well said. Well said. We've got a break, folks. If you want to call in and join us in prayer on this very momentous day, call 888-589-8840. We're back after this.
How will you decide which candidates deserve your vote on November the 5th? Not just for president, but for all the other races down the ballot that are more important than you might think and impact your family more directly. TV ads and candidate rhetoric are meant to sway your emotions. iVoter Guide gives you the facts so you can think for yourself. iVoter Guide shows you what candidates have done and how they are likely to vote if elected. Election Day is Tuesday, November the 5th. Vote wisely with iVoterGuide.com. That's iVoterGuide.com.
This election is critical, especially for the lives of the unborn. Select states have abortion on the ballot. They're more interested in protecting abortion instead of the innocent unborn children who can't speak for themselves. Maybe you know your state is one of the guilty ones, but if you're not sure, please find out before you vote. We have a list of states and the measures they're trying to pass. Visit afaaction.net/life to keep our preborn babies safe in the womb. AFAAction.net/life. God raises up leaders who follow his direction and serve him faithfully.
Reverend Wildman.
The Reverend Donald Wildman.
Those who refuse to compromise his standards.
Things were changing, and many people just sort of acclimated to it, and Don Wildman didn't.
Here in the Christmas season of 1976, I sat down one night to watch television.
I became angry that night. I left the parish ministry and founded the National Federation for Decency.
The feature-length documentary, Culture Warrior, Don Wildman and the Battle for Decency, premiering November 11th, chronicles the life and ministry of Don Wildman, It takes you through the founding of the National Federation for Decency, what has become AFA. It's a call to stand firm for righteousness and shows how that resolve can make a huge difference in our world.
If we lose this cultural war, we're going to have a hedonistic, humanistic society.
Find out more and watch the trailer at culturewarrior.movie. culturewarrior.movie.
Don't stop praying. Don't stop calling on Jesus' name. Keep on pounding on heaven's door. Let your knees well out the floor. Don't stop believing, cause mountains move with just a little faith. And your Father's heard every single word you're saying. So don't stop praying.
Welcome back to Exploring the Word. Let me remind you, if you would want to hear more of AFR tonight, starting at 6 o'clock Central Time, we've got a group of guys that's going to be here in the headquarters behind the desk where I'm seated. Tim Wildman, Ed Vitagliano, Fred Jackson, Wesley, and Walker Wildman will be here, and they'll keep you updated with their commentary. And so you're welcome to hear and be a part of that by listening. And so, Alex, we appreciate what AFR does, not just as people who are part of the team, but we appreciate it. If we were just the listeners, we would listen. I appreciated it before I became a part of the team. You know, we do, don't we?
Well, I've got a privilege. I'll be on at 9:30 Central tonight, 10:30 Eastern, 8:30 Mountain Time. Tim has asked me to be on for election night coverage. And, you know, like when I'm traveling, I listen to Today's Issues, Jenna Ellis, all of the great program, and I learn a lot listening to AFR, don't you, Bert?
I do. Listen, that's what I'm saying. It's a great opportunity for people, and we thank God for it. So let's go, and we've got at least three others that have called in that want to pray. Alex, let's do that. Is that all right?
How about Steve from Texas? Steve, thanks for holding. Are you there?
I'm here.
Yes. You want to pray?
I do.
Lead us.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity to pray together and to come together with fellow saints around the world, around the country right now. And I just thank you so much for being here in America, God, where we have the right to vote. Lord, we know so many nations don't, God. We're so blessed to be in a country, God, like America, Lord. And you know, and just think back, Lord, to knowing that family was your idea, God. Family, you established family, you established the church, and you established government, God. These are all your idea. These are all good things, Lord. And I thank you so much for the fact that we do live in a constitutional republic, Lord, with democratic features, as my brother Abraham Hamilton always says. And I thank you so much, Lord, for this election this season, Lord. I pray, God, that that we know, even if we lived back in the day, God, of maybe it was Abraham Lincoln or back in the day of David, Lord, that we would have prayed. I pray, God, that we would have prayed for godly men to be raised up, and we'd have been praying for ungodly people to be removed from those positions of power, God. And we were called to pray for our leaders by name, Lord. I pray for them, God. So I pray, God, I just pray, God, that you would be with Ted Cruz during this time, that you would raise him up, that you would be with Donald Trump, that you'd be with J.D. Vance, and raise them up. Let them be the next leaders of our countries, Lord, and our states, God. I pray, God, that you would raise up, that you would remove people from positions of power, God, that are evil and promoting wickedness and evilness, God. And that you would thwart the plans of the enemy, God, that the enemy would not prevail, God, and the elections would not be able to be stolen, God. Mm. But that, again, that you would raise up godly men who will lead in this country, God, lead in positions of power and authority, God, and that you would thwart the plans of the enemy, God. And that I just thank you so much again for this time and what Bert and Alex are doing here. And just please just be with us at this time. Let's repent of our sins, God, and know you, Jesus. And I pray, God, whoever gets in office, Lord, that they would be believers, God. And if they don't know you, Jesus, first and foremost, if they would repent of their sins and come to know you, Jesus, as their Lord and Savior, and that you would do a mighty work in them, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Steve, that's exactly what needed to be said, brother.
Thank you, brother. Amen.
I say a big amen,
amen
to that prayer, don't you?
Amen. That was a Texas-sized prayer, Steve, and I appreciate it with all our heart. We do. We're seeking God, and we have our desire, But if it goes a different way, we're still going to keep praying, just like that song. And that's the reason we chose it. Keep on praying and keep on believing, regardless, Alex, regardless. Mm-hmm. And that's what we want to do. Where to next?
We're going to stay in Texas. We're going to speak with Dawn in a minute. But the number, if you want to pray, it's 888-589-8840. But Dawn in Texas, thanks for holding. Welcome to Exploring the Word.
Thank you for having me. So I just wanted to pray this prayer again. Over this week, the last 3 weeks, you've been doing the fasting and praying in the Church of Knoxville, Tennessee.
Dawn, listen, we're having a real hard time understanding. I don't know if you're on speaker, but if not, try again, and we want to pray along with you. Try again, Dawn.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's better.
Yes. Okay. So, Heavenly Father, whom have we in heaven but you? And there is no name on earth that we desire beside you. Our flesh and our hearts fail, but God, you are a strength of our hearts and our portion forever. It is good for us to draw near to you, God, to put our trust in you, Lord, that we may declare all your word. Come into your house in the multitude of your mercy. In fear of you, I will worship towards your holy temple. Lead us, O God. Lead us, O Lord, in your righteousness because of our enemies. Make your way straight before us. Send out your light and your truth. Let them lead us. Let them bring us in your holy hill and to your holy tabernacle.
Yes.
That we will go to the altar of God, to God our exceeding glory, and on our heart we will praise you, O God, my God. Lord of hosts, let nothing hinder our communion with you, but spend days with you in your name, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Dawn. It reminds me of something. Someone was praying. They said, well, we can't hear you pray. And the guy responded, said, well, I wasn't praying to you. I was praying to the Heavenly Father. And Dawn, that reminded me of that. Our prayers go straight up. And where there's any confusion, not with God, there's not. So thank you for calling. Where to next, Alex?
How about Alabama? Justin in Alabama. Thanks for holding. Welcome to the program.
Hey guys, I was just wanting to lift you guys up. The AFA cast, the men and women at AFR throughout the day. I get a chance to listen to you guys all the day, and it's the culture warriors like you guys that are really standing strong and having the voice and a big arm of Christ in America. And I just want to pray for that.
Go ahead.
I just want to pray to build up others that Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for your many blessings, Lord. Lord, you've been so good through us, through this country, from the beginning of its conception. We know that your hand has been on it, Lord. We just praise you for that, and we thank you, Lord. We know that we wouldn't have been nothing without you in our country, Lord. And we just want to, I just ask that you could keep AFR going,
yes.
That no matter what in this election, that AFR stands strong and that you would raise up more warriors like the gentlemen that and the ladies that work for AFR. They're just, we just want to lift those up, and I just want praise your holy name, and I ask that you just would keep us and keep us four more years, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank
Amen.
You, Justin. Amen.
Well said.
Amen.
Well said.
Amen.
We're just going to keep on praying. Bodie in Mississippi. Do I have your name right? Is it Bodie?
Yes, sir. Bodie. Yes, sir.
Welcome. Why don't you lead us in prayer?
All right. Well, I just want to—I want to tell you guys briefly. I'm a truck driver, and you know, I've been all around this nation. I'm coming through Mississippi right now, which I'm a native of Mississippi. But I listen to you guys all the time. It's always a blessing to hear your show. One of my favorite scriptures in the Bible is Philippians 4:13. Of course, we know it says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And the context of that scripture is being content. You know, Paul's expressing that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us by being content, whether we're down, up, or in between. So as I've traveled this nation, I've seen a lot of anger. I've seen a lot of division. I've seen just worry and confusion, and that's what I want to pray about. So, Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, and we thank you, Lord, for this country. We thank you for what you're doing in each and every one of our lives, Lord, personally and abroad. Lord, we pray that we pray for your sovereign will. Lord, your word says that you'll set kings up and you'll set them down. So, president, kings, whatever it may be, Lord. So, we have trust and we have faith that whoever gets in office, it's your will. Lord, as you know, hindsight is 2020, and we understand looking back, we see the hand of God in all of our lives and our country, Lord. But our hope is that's what gives us hope is seeing your hand in hindsight. So I pray that everybody that hears my voice right now would take the hope of the hindsight that of your hands in their life before and let it build on their faith for today and tomorrow. Amen. And just know that your sovereign will be done. Your word is true and infallible, and we thank you so much for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. But Alex, well, could we go to Loretta in Texas?
Yeah, let's go there.
Yeah.
Loretta, welcome. Thank you for holding.
Hi. Thank you for having me. Real short and sweet, great God that you are. No matter what the outcome, no matter what happens, God, we pray that your name will be exalted. Help us to be still and know that you are God, and beside you there is none other. Just be still and know that you are God, that you will be exalted in all the nation and all the earth. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 What a beautiful prayer. Sister, thank you for that.
Amen.
Very appropriate word. Kyle in Texas. Kyle, welcome to Exploring the Word.
Yeah, I just want to read a scripture here. I believe this is pretty much where our nation is right now. It's probably the most division that there is right now. And it's 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 26. It says, "Then spake the woman, whose the living child was unto the king, for her bowels yearned upon her son. And she said, O my Lord, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. But the other said, let it be neither mine nor thine, but divide it." And it just seems to me that our nation and the church needs to yearn for the preborn babies and to yearn for our nation to come back to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, Kyle. Amen. Thank you for that.
That is really powerful.
And part of that's wisdom, Alex.
Yeah.
And pray that wisdom comes from the Father, you know?
Yeah.
And his word. So we're praying for wisdom. Thank you, Kyle.
Anthony in Arkansas. Anthony, thanks for holding. Welcome to Exploring the Word. Is Anthony there?
We lost him. We don't know exactly why. All of a sudden, it went away.
It just dropped off.
Yeah, but Alex, you and I said the pledge, and I really want to end in prayer. Would you mind praying, and then we'll just talk a little bit about hopefully and seeking the Lord. Would you lead us in prayer right now, brother?
Let's pray together, folks. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we bow before you. And Lord, we're so blessed. To call on your name is a blessing. To have a Christian radio network whereby we can all unite our hearts together. And Lord, all politics aside, like many listeners have prayed, we pray for your Holy Spirit to move in this nation. Unite people, not around you know, ideologies or agendas, but here is how we ask that you would unite us. Number one, that we would acknowledge, God, you are Lord of all. You're our creator, our sustainer. You're our provider. If we have food to eat, it's that you've blessed us with it. If we have health and strength, Lord, the ability to work and pay the bills and have a job, that's a blessing. To be able to learn to read and be educated and then read the Bible, to be the nation we've been, Lord, America has been a blessing to the whole wide world because you have blessed us. And so, Father God, I pray that the Holy Spirit would remind us that you are our source. We're accountable to you. And so, Lord, call our nation back to humility, character, morality, truth. Help us to think less about what we might have and more about the people we are. And, Lord, I'm asking, beginning in my own heart and all of us around the table today, Lord, give us the desire to be like Jesus, to live righteously, to live a holy life, a humble life. Father, send a revival, and in this election, thy will be done. For the glory of your name, thy will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We're praying that the church would have revival, and the work and the ministry that we do will result in a great awakening for the whole nation. That's our prayer. Alex, these prayer days that we've had on Tuesdays have been just great, haven't they?
Very meaningful, very meaningful. Folks, keep this country in prayer. And remember, there's election coverage till the late hours tonight on AFR. You can watch online, AFR.net, or you can listen. And Bert, God is going to bless our nation because we're looking unto him.
I believe God's people are calling on him, turning from their wicked ways as they humble themselves. Let's continue to do so.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.